At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, September 28th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go up to Canada for a big matchup here between the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. This is a 7:07 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch, and currently the Yankees are listed as a modest minus 130 road favorite with Toronto plus 115 at home, and the over-under is 7.5. Now, this is the rubber match in the series. The Yankees had a big win last night. They just clinched the division here. Toronto, meanwhile, still holds down the number one wildcard spot, but they haven't clinched anything yet. So, of course, Toronto does have motivation to continue to play well and try to punch their ticket to the postseason. Pitching matchup here, Gerrit Cole, the ace, goes on the bump here for the Bronx Bombers. He's 12-7 with a 3.49 ERA. Gerrit Cole, in September, the Yankees are 4-0 in his four starts, but he does have an ERA of 4.94, so he's been getting a lot of run support with the Yankees winning these games, but his ERA much more elevated than it has been for the entire season. He'll be opposed by Mitch White, a righty here for the Toronto Blue Jays, who's 1-6 with a 5.12 ERA. And Mitch White has really struggled in September. He has an 8.03 ERA in his five starts in September. Toronto is 0-5 in those starts. Now, the Yankees, of course, whenever they take the mound or whenever they take the diamond, they're always a big public bet, and that's no change for today. Currently, 81% of bets, but 76% of money is laying this money line here with the New York Yankees. But we haven't really seen this line move off the opener of minus 130, so there could be a little liability here, Toronto getting some plus money. The Yankees are, though, 88-48 as a favorite, Toronto just 11-14 as a dog. But one thing to keep an eye out for, anytime a team clinches a playoff spot, make sure you check the lineups the next day, because the Yankees, having just clinched, do they rest any players? So make sure you look at the lineups, and again, the day after a team punches their ticket to the postseason, it's always kind of a Walter White tread lightly type situation, because you don't know if Aaron Boone is going to sit some guys here and give them rest because they already punched their ticket and don't have much more to play for. However, we do know one player will be playing tonight, Aaron Judge. There's no way he's going to be taken out of the lineup because Aaron Judge is chasing history. He's still at 60 home runs. He's been stuck on 60 home runs for now 7 games. So he's had gone 7 games without a home run. Of course, he's trying to break that American League record here of the 61st homer. But if you're looking at a Judge prop tonight, which is the most popular prop bet right now, it's garnering the most attention from recreational bettors, plus 225 if you think Judge will hit a bomb tonight, minus 320 for him not to hit a home run. And what's notable is that the sports books have been cleaning up on this prop as of late, because you have so much money taking the affirmative, taking the yes every night for Judge to hit a home run. In 7 straight nights, he has not hit a home run. So all that money that the sports books are throwing out there with their promos, again, the public's betting the yes, and it's not happening. But will that change tonight? If you do think it does change in Toronto, plus 225 here for Judge to the home run. Also, keep an eye on the total. It's 7.5 right now, but it is juiced up at some shops, minus 115, minus 120. So if you do like the over, you probably want to get it now. Again, if that's a game that lands 5-3, lands on 8, you want to get that over 7.5 and win your over bet. Whereas if you get a late 8 over, you would push that one. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, currently 81% of bets are on the over, but it's taking in 93% of the money. And as of now, you do have the roof open here at Rogers Center, but the wind is blowing in if they keep it open about 10 miles an hour. So that would be a negative impact there for some home runs. And again, always check the weather. Check not only is the dome open or closed for a retractable roof, but which way is the wind blowing? Always something important to know if you're going to bet an MLB total.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to go out west for a big NL West showdown between the LA Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. Last night, we saw Craig Kimbrel blow it once again here. Questions here for Kimbrel going into the postseason. Will he be the closer there for the Dodgers? But you did have a win there with San Diego 4-3 as a minus 110 home favorite. A lot of respected money hit San Diego there. They opened getting plus 110, flipped to a favorite. So dog to fave line move did come through for those who bet San Diego last night. But for tonight, 9:40 p.m. Eastern time start, the Dodgers are listed as a minus 140 road favorite. San Diego is plus 120 at home, and the total is 7.5, juiced up under minus 120. Really good pitching matchup here. Julio Urias will be going for the Dodgers, the young lefty. Really great year, 17-7 with a 2.25 ERA. He's been even better in the month of September. Urias, in his four September starts, the Dodgers are 4-0 in those games. He has a 1.85 ERA. Versus Joe Musgrove, who will be taking the bump for the Padres. He's 10-7 with a 3.12 ERA. In the month of September in four starts, he has an ERA of 3.92. So he's been a little bit worse in September, whereas Urias has been even better than he's been all year in September. Now, in terms of the stakes here, the Dodgers really don't have much to play for. But as you can see, based on the lineups last few nights, Roberts is still putting out his best players here, not really resting his guys. So they've already clinched the best record in baseball. San Diego, meanwhile, right now holds down the number 3 wild card spot. They haven't clinched anything. So again, motivation would be with San Diego over the Dodgers in this spot. However, the betting market has sided with the Dodgers in this one. They open around minus 130 at home. They've now been bet up to around minus 140. So we've seen about 10 cents of steam in favor of the Dodgers in this spot. You also get the betting percentages, 71% bets on Dodgers, but 81% of the money. So it could be a little bit of pro and Joe money, both favoring the Dodgers in this spot. Favorite low total correlative betting wise. Again, line move toward a favorite is a good thing here, especially when the total is falling or juiced up under, which is 7.5 under minus 120 here tonight. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from quote unquote the better team. The Dodgers are 12-5 head to head against San Diego this year, even though they lost last night. And of course, the Dodgers, any stat category you look at, they're pretty impressive. They're hitting 258 versus 240 for San Diego, and their team ERA is 2.83 versus 3.84 for the Padres. And again, as we mentioned with the total, it is juiced up under. Very low total, 7.5, but it's juiced up under minus 120. So that's really important because, again, you're seeing liability toward that under. Last night, it was a 4-3 game. So again, if you got the 7.5 under yesterday, you cash. Again, this 7.5 is now under minus 120, tells us that there's under liability and it could fall to 7. So if you get another 4-3 game, you want to be able to win that under bet with the hook versus push with the 7. So again, if you like that under, if you like good pitching matchup here, think about maybe taking that hook now under 7.5 before it falls down to 7. For the other best of the rest game here tonight, we're going to go back to the American League. And we have a pitcher who's going to pitch for the first time in over a year. And he happens to be one of the best young pitchers in baseball. Tyler Glass now back on the bump for Tampa Bay here. This is Tampa Bay at Cleveland, a 6:10 p.m. Eastern time start. You saw yesterday, it was an extra inning game where Tampa Bay pulled it out there as a short dog. For tonight, Cleveland is listed as a minus 120 favorite with a Tampa Bay buyback of plus 110 and a very low total of 6.5. Now, as I mentioned, Tyler Glass now, the young stud pitcher here for Tampa Bay, he's making his first start in Major League Baseball in 14 months. He had Tommy John surgery. He's finally coming back here. Glass now really rolled through AAA, his rehab starts. He made 4 starts. He went 7 innings, gave up 1 run, struck out 14 AAA batters. That's a 1.29 ERA. So he looks ready to go here, get back on the bump. That's a big boost for a Tampa Bay team getting ready for the postseason. He'll be opposed by Tristan McKenzie. 11-11, 3.04 ERA for the Cleveland Guardians. He's been great in September, 4-0. Cleveland is in his 4 September starts, and McKenzie has a 2.28 ERA. It does look like, even though excited to have Glass now back, a little money here going toward Cleveland. They open minus 115, they're up to minus 120, Some shops are even up a little bit higher to around minus 125. You would have Cleveland getting 65% of bets, but 74% of the money. So again, slight public, but maybe some respected money there with about a 10% sharp money discrepancy. Cleveland has the advantage at the plate, hitting 253 versus 242 for Tampa Bay. Cleveland is 50-26 as a favorite. They're 40-33 at home, both profitable. Tampa Bay, 21-29 as a dog, 34-39 on the road, both losing spots there. Also, with the total, it's very low, 6.5, but it's juiced up over 6.5, minus 120. So we may be creeping up to 7 here. Again, if you like that over, probably want to grab it now because it could be trending towards 7. But I would be a little cautious here because it seems like it's so low, it's got to go over, and it is juiced up over. But the wind is blowing in 10 miles an hour, directly in from center field at Cleveland. So again, if you're on an over, you want wind blowing out, not in. Again, that could knock out a first row home run into a warning track fly ball. And the under's only getting 17% bets. Everyone's taking this over, but the under's taking in almost 40% of the money. So again, it is juiced up over. This is why I think betting totals in MLB are difficult. You can't just go strictly by the juice. Got to look at these other factors here. That looks to me probably a no bet there in terms of not everything lining up correctly. But definitely excited to look at Tyler Glass now back on the bump. Big boost there for Rays team looking toward the postseason.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats tonight, the first game that I'll be sweating, I'm going to go to a game that really isn't very heavily bet and the public isn't too much very much interested in. But it seems to me wise guys have taken an interest, which is why I like this bet tonight. Give me the Detroit Tigers, minus 130 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Now, we saw the Tigers have a big walk-off win yesterday. That was notable and a great example of using our VSiN data to cash a bet. Detroit went from minus 105 to minus 115. They're only getting 49% of bets, but 66% of money. So again, low bets, higher dollars, and a line move. And Detroit actually trailed in that game. It was a great sweat there if you're on Detroit. Came back and won it. But for tonight, to me, the reason why I'm going to take Detroit here, number one is a line move. They open around minus 125. They're up to around minus 130. Some books even higher to minus 135. So right off the bat, it's not a very heavily bet game. Public wants nothing to do with these really bad teams, but pros don't care about how sexy a game is or if the teams are good or bad. If they have an edge, they'll bet a heavily bet game, a low bet game. It really doesn't matter. So it tells me some respected money did hit Detroit, a low bet game with a line move in their favor. You look at the pitching matchup, I think it really is an advantage to Detroit. Daniel Lynch is on the bump for Kansas City. He's had a tough year, 4-11, 5.06 ERA. And for September starts, Lynch has an ERA of 7.13. So Lynch has struggled. Meanwhile, Matt Manning will be going for Detroit, former first-round pick, 2-3 with a 3.43 ERA. In the month of September, four starts, a 2.78 ERA. So Manning's been better than Lynch the entire year, but especially in the month of September. Kansas City, kind of a fade spot, only 48-77 as a dog, 24-49 on the road. And then also, you look at Detroit bet splits. Once again, only 58% of bets on Detroit, but they're taking in 91% of the money. That is a huge plus 33% smart money discrepancy. So tells me, even though it's a low bet game, pros seem to be really liking Detroit here, which is why I like Detroit. Also, with the total, it is 8 under minus 120. Looks like it is trending down to 7.5 here. So if you like that under, probably want to get it now. And it just so happens Detroit, one of your best under teams in baseball this year, they are 82-59 to the under. For my final Josh's Sweat, I'm going to go back to the well with the Baltimore Orioles. I bet the Orioles both games in the series against the Red Sox, got a plus 115 dog win in game one, and then lost yesterday in a crazy game that was pretty high scoring there. It was 13-9 with a ton of home runs. Boston pulled it out. But I'm going to go back to old Baltimore. If you keep giving me a motivated team against a team that's eliminated with a line move in their favor, then I'm going to keep taking the that Baltimore spot here. So for tonight, 7:10 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch, I'm on Baltimore at plus 100, even money right now. Red Sox are basically like minus 110. And if you look at kind of what we're seeing so far in the market, line move toward Baltimore. You know, some of these books open Red Sox laying minus 120 at home. Now they're down to minus 110. So you are seeing that line move in favor of Baltimore. And again, baseball, it's all about the pitching matchup here. It has a huge influence on the line. Dean Kramer, I think, is the better pitcher tonight against Rich Hill. Dean Kramer is 8-5 with a 3.07 ERA. In the month of September, in those five starts he's made, Baltimore is 4-1 in those games, and he has an ERA of 2.61. So Kramer's been pretty good. Not the Seinfeld Kramer. This is the Dean Kramer. And then you look at who he will be opposing, 42-year-old Rich Hill. Rich Hill, 7-7, 4.65 ERA. But he's just 2-3 in September in the games that he started. And the ERA for Rich Hill, 5.96. So he's been bad in September. Kramer's been good. Lions going to Baltimore. As you mentioned, Baltimore's the motivated team. They're only 3.5 games back. They're still alive, fighting for a playoff spot, while the Red Sox have been eliminated here. Baltimore, good bet split, only 53% bets, so right down the middle pretty much, but 64% of the money is on Baltimore. Also, if you look at the splits here, Baltimore is 27-21 against lefties. So they've been good against lefties. They're only 53-53 against righties. Facing Rich Hill, lefty today, 27-21 against southpaws. Meanwhile, the Red Sox, they're not very good against righties. They're facing a righty tonight. They're just 52-68 against righties. Meanwhile, 21-13 against lefties, but again, they're facing a righty tonight. And then also the total, guys. Keep an eye out on the total tonight. Both of these games, first two games of the series, have flown over. Two overs, really rocking chairs, cigar bet overs, whatever you want to call it. They've been cashing here pretty early in games. If you like the over again tonight, it's 9 right now. It is juiced up some shops at -115 over. And I don't mind playing another over here. At our VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings, only 49% of bets are on the over, but it's taking in 80% of the money. Again, a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split. But my two sweats for tonight, give me a fishy Detroit low bet game with a good line move. Detroit at -130. And then also the Baltimore Orioles at +100 even money. That's what I'll be on tonight on Wednesday night. That about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, we have so much to offer at VSiN. Just go to VSiN.com for more information. Our bet splits are fantastic. VSiN.com/splits. And then also make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can also follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a great Wednesday. Hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because as a wise man once said, that's what it's all about.